You're listening to SBS News.
Angry protesters outside the British Prime Minister's headquarters in Downing Street continue to make their anger at Boris Johnson's actions in suspending Parliament during part of the period before the October 31st Brexit deadline. It gives MPs little time to try to rush through legislation designed to prevent a disorderly departure. It's a formidable challenge. Anti-no deal demonstrator Libby Ainley says the British people need to say no to no deal.
I feel that regardless of whether you voted Brexit, Remain, whether you're a dealer, whether you've got no idea what's going on, doesn't matter. As long as we all say no, no, no to no deal, because that would be the end of this country completely.
At the same time as the protest was going on, Mr Johnson himself was on the steps of No. 10 Downing Street, telling media that plans for a new deal with the EU were going ahead.
They can see that we want a deal. They can see that we have a clear vision for our future relationship with the EU, something that has not always perhaps been the case. And they can see that we are utterly determined to strengthen our position by getting ready to come out, regardless, come what may.
He says a parliamentary move to limit his options and seek another Brexit delay would, in his words, chop the legs out of Britain's negotiating position. MPs opposing a no-deal Brexit are putting forward a bill aimed at ensuring that the UK does not leave the European Union on the 31st of October without an agreement unless Parliament consents so. Labour MP Hilary Benn, who was the first chairman of Parliament's Brexit Select Committee, says threatening a no-deal Brexit is not in the national interest.
The government's own assessment shows how damaging it would be. Businesses have warned of the consequences, delays at the ports. And, you know, if, heaven forbid, he were successful, what happens after the 31st of October? Because he says he wants a Canada-style trade agreement. It took Canada 7 years to negotiate one. And we would have thrown away the best and the most important trade deal we've got at the moment in the hope of getting something else. But it, believe you me, it would take a long time to do that.
Former Chancellor of the Exchequer Philip Hammond, now seen as a rebel within Mr Johnson's Conservative Party, is also concerned about the impact of a no-deal Brexit.
I greatly fear the impact on our economy and our public finances of the kind of no-deal Brexit that is realistically being discussed now.
Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says time is running out.
This week could be our last chance. We are working with other parties to do everything necessary to pull our country back from the brink. Then we need a general election. When a government finds itself without a majority, the solution is not to undermine democracy. The solution is to let the people decide.
But Boris Johnson says an election is not going to be an option that he will accept.
I don't want an election. You don't want an election. Let's get on with the people's agenda. Fighting crime, improving the NHS, boosting schools, cutting the cost of living, unlocking talent and opportunity across the entire United Kingdom with infrastructure, education and technology. It is a massive agenda. Let's come together and get it done, and let's get Brexit done by October the 31st.
Senior lecturer in Constitutional and European Union Law Joel Grogan says this is probably the most momentous week in British parliamentary history.
The Parliament is going to come back after summer recess. It's going to be the first day in which they have the possibility to legislate to either avoid a no-deal Brexit or to stop their own suspension through prorogation. Now remember, they only have a couple of days between coming back and being able to debate and legislate and then being prorogued or suspended, where their whole session ends.
Joel Grogan says these are unprecedented times and nothing is impossible. She says anything could happen in the coming weeks and Boris Johnson has a number of options.
In order to call a general election, he must have that two-thirds majority to support it. Alternatively, we might see a vote of no confidence. Now, if there's a vote of no confidence, that will begin a two-week period in which either an alternative government will try and be formed or Boris Johnson's government will try and regain confidence of the House. If after that two-week period there is no alternative government and there is no confidence found for Boris Johnson's government, then there will be a general election triggered automatically. Now, the minimum amount of time for a general election is 5 weeks. However, Boris Johnson, as the incumbent Prime Minister, would have the power to decide that date. We could see a general election appearing just before or even just after the point of withdrawal.
The only thing that's certain in the days ahead is that nothing is certain. Alan Lee, SBS News.